From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The U.S. flag is flying over the embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 50 years. Top diplomats from Cuba and the U.S. gathering today as the two countries continue to move toward reestablishing diplomatic relations. Secretary of State John Kerry called the opening of the embassy crucial toward achieving that goal.
The reestablishment of diplomatic relations and the reopening of our embassies are critical steps in the long process of fully normalizing our bilateral relations.
Kerry says U.S.-Cuba talks on what he termed full normalization of ties will begin in mid-September. Both sides, meantime, agree hard issues remain, including U.S. claims for property taken by the communist government and Cuba's claims of damages resulting from the long U.S. embargo against the island nation. Colorado officials have reopened the Animas River to boating. As Grace Hood from Colorado Public Radio explains, the decision comes more than a week after 3 million gallons of contaminated wastewater spilled into the popular waterway.
Kayakers, rafters, and tubers can once again use the Animas River, a popular attraction for residents and tourists. The Environmental Protection Agency released water quality data showing the river has returned to its pre-spill state. A yellow-orange plume has traveled down the Animas into the San Juan River in New Mexico. Utah officials say the water has likely reached Lake Powell. Colorado health officials on Wednesday cleared the water for use by treatment plants. The EPA says heavy metals trapped in the riverbed have been found to be below risk screening levels. For NPR News, I'm Grace Hood in Durango, Colorado.
European finance ministers have signed off on a deal approved by the Greek parliament, allowing the country to access $95 billion in loans from international lenders. From Athens, John Syropoulos reports the approved legislation cuts $7 billion from pensions over the next 3 years, leaving Greece's left-wing government deeply divided.
The ruling Syriza party won the vote but lost its unity. Of its 149 members of parliament, 43 voted against. In a bid to bring them back into the fold, Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has called for a vote of confidence in about a week. Should he lose it, his government will fall and Greece will face an election next month. Some Syriza backbenchers are already forming a separate party, calling for Greece to leave the eurozone. Syriza was elected in January to end 5 years of austerity. While it faced down creditors, it represented majority opinion. But its about turn has now introduced a fundamental imbalance in Greek politics. While more than 60% of the popular vote is against austerity, a majority of lawmakers supports it. For NPR News, I'm John Saropoulos in Athens.
Key wholesale inflation gauge rose slightly last month. The government says the producer price index was up 0.2%. On Wall Street, stocks ending the week higher. The Dow gained 69 points. This is NPR. A new analysis of payroll records is indicating the hunt for two escaped convicts in upstate New York cost upwards of $1 million a day. The state comptroller's records obtained by the Associated Press for June and July show millions of dollars in overtime as both the state police and corrections officials embarked on a 23-day manhunt for Richard Matt and David Sweat. A pair of convicted killers escaped in early June. Matt was shot and killed by police on June 27th. Sweat was wounded and caught 2 days later. Two engineered an elaborate breakout from Clinton Correctional Facility. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is taking issue with the recent decisions made by the governors of a handful of southern states to cut funding for Planned Parenthood. Kyle Gassett of Troy Public Radio in Montgomery reports the agency says the moves may violate federal law.
A spokesman for HHS says longstanding medical law prohibits states from restricting a woman's right to choose her medical provider. The governors of Alabama, Louisiana, and Arkansas have all recently issued orders that their states no longer pay for services at Planned Parenthood through Medicaid. Stacey Fox, the CEO of Planned Parenthood Southeast, says these Republican governors are playing politics with women's health.
Especially in the South, where women are in such need of services, where we have high rates of maternal mortality, lack of access to contraception, this is a bad move.
The governors base their decisions on recent undercover videos in which Planned Parenthood officials discuss the use of fetal tissue for medical research. For NPR News, I'm Kyle Gassett in Montgomery.
After at one point falling to their lowest price in more than 6 years, crude oil futures recovered somewhat before the close. Oil was up 27 cents a barrel today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.